Grandcast. Grandcast.
Grandcast. Grandcast. With Sarah Jean Anderson.
That was, that sounded good.
Yeah, thank you.
I think that sounded good.
Welcome back to season 3, episode number 7 of the Grand Cast.
Season 3. Oh, statistically, season 3 is usually the best season. It's once they get their momentum. Like, season 3 of Lost?
It's in my
season 3 of The Simpsons.
Top 4 favorite seasons of the Grand Cast.
Yeah.
I'm only doing 4. One for each solar cycle.
Yeah. And then you're going to take all the floppies and all the VHS tapes, and you're going to set them on fire and throw them into the ocean.
I haven't decided yet. Maybe.
That's just, I think, the direction that you should go. We can talk about that later.
Okay.
No, we're going to talk. No, I'm just kidding. I was going to say we have to talk about it now. But I heard that there were games. I heard that we were going to play a game.
We're going to play several games.
Okay.
This is a series of mini segments, the first of which is called Let's Play Elimination Challenge. So this is a...
Elimination Challenge.
This is...
You're going to want to do it because it's coming up. Are you coming up? Are you going to do it? Challenge. Challenge. And then some saxophones playing. And that's the theme song.
I like
it. Go ahead.
This is a new segment for this season that is running in every episode. So
there's paperwork.
There's paperwork involved. I've made 3 different lists. One with 13 movies, one with 13 television shows, one with 13 comedians. And every week, the guest eliminates one of the items from each list until we're left with the best or most generally liked or...
Oh, no! So I have to eliminate one?
You have to eliminate one.
Oh, Jesus.
So if you wouldn't mind going through the first list, just go through the remaining
the
items.
The ones that are left?
Yep. Say what you think about it.
All right.
And then decide which one you want to get rid of.
This will be difficult, dude.
And then cross it off and make your mark next to
it. I know what one.
Oh, but if you wouldn't mind...
Oh, God, I don't know what one.
Oh. It's tough. Getting down...
Okay, so far we have... these are the movies that are still on the list that have yet to be eliminated. 40-Year-Old Virgin, which I love. I love Steve Carell very much. Also, Paul Rudd. Like, it's...
Seth Rogen.
Yeah, Seth Rogen. They're all just amazing in that movie. I've seen it more than once. It makes me laugh a lot. Wayne's World was super important to me as a kid. I loved that cast of SNL with Mike Myers and all those segments, and I was so thrilled when that movie came out. My parents actually bought it for us, and me and my brother and my sister, like, memorized it. Airplane, which I know I like, but I don't remember. I watched it a couple of years ago because I was like, holy shit, I've never seen Airplane. And I loved it, but I really don't remember very much about it. Leslie Nielsen.
Yep.
And I believe watching that with my boyfriend, I think I remember saying, I miss the age where we could make just a really good abortion joke and nobody cared. Because right in the beginning, there's an abortion joke. Like not right in the beginning, but maybe a little bit later in the beginning.
I haven't watched it in a while.
And people were smoking on the plane. And I was just like, it makes me think of that era and how different it was. Groundhog Day, which I love so much. I love Bill Murray very, very much. Love Bill Murray. This is Spinal Tap. Christopher Guest is one of my favorite directors ever. Just yesterday, I watched Best in Show. I watched it twice. Earlier in the day, later at night with my boyfriend, and just all of his films. I love him so much. And he was the one who, like, made it so we have mockumentaries now. Like, he's the one that did that. Oh, then Caddyshack, which people will probably hate me for this, but I think I'm going to eliminate Caddyshack. I think it's going to be Caddyshack. And the last but not least is The Jerk, which I fucking love, and I can't cross it off this list. The only thing that I could possibly cross off this list that is Caddyshack. I'm really, really sorry, everybody who loves Caddyshack, and I'm such a Bill Murray fan. I really like that era, but that's just, out of all these films, that's the one that I have the least strong feelings about. That's the one that I'm just like, meh, I could take it or leave it. And I mentioned Caddyshack earlier, mentioned Bill Murray's performance with his voice, but I'm gonna have to cross that out. I'm really sorry, you guys. Yep. Is there a little is there a little sad song that you play? Oh, I'm gonna get hate mail. Sarah Jean.
Please direct all hate mail to grandcastgr@gmail.com.
Sarah's a bitch at bitchsarah.de. Now we're on to TV shows. This is gonna... Oh, okay. This might be a little... Oh, okay. Oh, we have Cheers. I grew up watching Cheers. I am much in... I'm more into... Sorry, I like Rebecca better than Diane. Because that was the era that I started watching it in. I'm more into Kirstie Alley. But Cheers is really important. Frasier, I like Frasier. I haven't seen the whole series of Frasier. A few of my friends have. I love David Hyde Pierce very much. And I know there's a lot of good characters in that show. Then there was South Park, which obviously... I feel like I'm just sounding... Like, I just love everything. But I also love South Park. Unfortunately, you know, I haven't watched it in a while. I haven't watched it in quite a while.
You should go back.
Yeah. I'm sure it's still good.
Get caught up. They started doing serializations. So like, the whole season is a story arc.
Nice. Oh, that's good. Because that's new. That's something that they didn't do before.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love those guys. I love Lucy. It's Lucy. Oh, my God. I thought about her today. So I went to California a bunch of years ago and went to see her grave. Lucy's very important to me. They're coming out with a Lucy movie pretty soon. Then we have The Office, which I can recite The Office. So that's staying on the goddamn list. Love The Office. All the characters. Goddamn. Such a good show. Parks and Rec. Again, I love Amy Poehler. I just read her book. She's such a good writer. And she also recommended a bunch of books in her book by other comedians that I'm also reading. It's very important to me, so I love her. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is the last one, and that show's really important to me, so I'm going to leave that on there. I think I'm really sorry, you guys, but I'm going to have to cross out Frasier.
Oh.
Going to have to cross out Frasier. Although I can say I used to watch it when it was on, and I have
a lot of love and respect for David Hyde Pierce and Kelsey Grammer.
But I'm going to have to cross this out. I'm sorry, you guys. Write my name next to it.
Sorry, Mike.
Oh, no. Which Mike? Who's going to be mad?
Nichols.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, Mike Nichols.
Toast salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Where the fears are calling.
Okay. Now we're on comedians. These are the lists of comedians that... Who crossed out Johnny Carson?
Paul Brand... Sorry to name names, but...
Oh, that's okay.
It's written on there. Or part of it's written on there, at least. I don't know how he made his mark.
I like that Bill Cosby is crossed out and it says Amy, obviously.
He was not the first one to go.
Really? Yeah. Interesting. Okay, so we have Chris Rock, who I've always admired Chris Rock. I used to watch Everybody Hates Chris, but I've always been kind of, you know. He's featured in Jerry Seinfeld's movie, Comedian. Yeah?
Is that the one with the aristocrats? Oh, that was probably called the aristocrats.
Well, that's a different movie, yeah. But,
Comedian? Oh!
It's like the story of Jerry Seinfeld, doing a stand-up special. And I like hearing Chris Rock talk about comedy because he's really good at talking about it. So I like Chris Rock. George Carlin is one of my favorites ever. I love George Carlin. Fuck shit, piss ass bitch, all that shit. I love George Carlin.
Those are words that you can't say on television.
I forgot that you can't say it on a podcast that's independently produced. I forgot.
Entirely self-published. And
so George Carlin is staying, no matter what. He's staying. He's on there. I've read his books. I love his humor. And mm-hmm. so does, like, my family. Like, we like George Carlin. And I remember when he had a show on Fox for a minute. George Carlin show. Do you remember that?
No.
He had a sitcom for a minute, and me and my sister watched it.
Huh.
As kids, and then it got canceled, of course.
As all things
do. Jon Stewart. I love Jon Stewart. I remember when he had the Jon Stewart show on MTV. Do you remember that?
Nope.
Yeah?
I wasn't allowed to watch MTV growing up.
Oh, no!
It was too lascivious.
My parents didn't give a fuck what I consumed, so they let me watch all the bullshit MTV I wanted. Jon Stewart was important to me because he was the first show where I saw John Stamos being interviewed, and I was a big John Stamos, like, I was into him as a kid. You know, I'm a kid. And John Stamos made, like, reference to how his John Stamos Full House doll had a really small dick, and that was the first time I've ever, like... Like, that made me realize, like, whoa, these actors that play these guys, and, like, they say bad words, and they say things about their wieners, and, like as a kid, I was like, holy shit, I was really shocked by that, but, so Jon Stewart has a special place in my heart for that.
I'm sure.
Richard Pryor, who, oh my God, my family loves Richard Pryor. We're very much a Richard Pryor, you know, we've seen the concerts, yeah, he's amazing, and there's nobody like him. Robin Williams is probably one of my favorites ever. I still can't watch his movies after he died. Like, and it was just the anniversary of that. I still can't even, I can't even watch, like, Mrs. Doubtfire. Because it really hurt me. It made me cry. And I remember when I found out that he died, I was just like, I don't know a world without Robin Williams movies. Like, I don't know a world without him. And that was big. I made, like, a big painting of him. So Robin Williams is definitely staying. Dave Chappelle, I've always admired Dave Chappelle very much. I haven't watched his new stuff yet, though. But Chappelle Show was fucking brilliant.
And new stuff is good.
Huh?
New stuff is good.
That's what I hear. Netflix. That's what I hear. And Steve Martin. I love Steve Martin. And he's been a comedian that I've known my entire life. Like, I know a world with Steve Martin in it. Like, that's... so he's not gonna leave this. I've also read his books. He's an amazing writer. This is gonna be so hard, and everybody will hate me. But I'm gonna say Jon Stewart. I'm gonna cross off Jon Stewart.
Ooh.
Because I mean, I don't know. I feel like I feel like with Jon Stewart, it's gotta be politics. Like, what if you're not in the mood for some politics?
That's fair.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's gotta be, yeah. And although Jon Stewart was very important to me in my formative years, seeing John Stamos, Uncle Jesse from Full House, being interviewed by him, that was really important. But I'm sorry, John, you gotta go. I'm crossing you out. I'm really sorry. I'll get some hate mail again.
That was Elimination Challenge.
That was a good challenge. It
really made me think about what I don't like.
Well, thanks for playing. This next segment is called Let's Play Improv Scene Suggestion Suggestions. So I go to a lot of improv shows, and they're always asking for suggestions, and I've run out of ideas. So I would like for you to please give me your ideas for suggestions.
Ooh.
So if you could please tell me a location.
Burger King.
A location that would fit on the stage at Dog Story Theater.
The dumpster behind the Burger King. Just the dumpster, though. Inside the dumpster.
A noun.
Fuck.
A verb.
Fuck.
A color.
Oh. Yellow. A lot of funny stuff in there.
Bananas. An occupation?
Oh, mechanic. Car guy.
A letter of the Roman alphabet, which is the one...
Theta.
Oh.
How about theta?
The Roman alphabet is the one that we use.
Oh, the one that we use. I was thinking the Greek alphabet. Not the fucking Greek alphabet. T.
A relationship between two people.
A lawyer and the criminal. A criminal alleged. Lawyer. And a criminal lawyer and the alleged. The alleged criminal.
A word, any word.
Oh, sweet Lord. Fermented.
Good word. The last thing you paid money for.
A ride. Gin, a bottle of gin. That's cooler.
A genre of movie.
Oh, a crime movie.
An emotion.
Depressed.
An emoji.
Dancing lady in the red dress.
The first line of dialogue.
In anything?
To open the scene, yep.
Okay. Is this thing getting bigger?
Good question.
Mm-hmm.
A page number.
42.
A place you might go on a first date.
Oh, the movies. A bunch of basic ass basics.
A place you might go on vacation. Bless you.
Thank you.
Was that a sneeze or a cough?
That was a cough. Oh, Disney World.
The blessing.
You can always bless me.
For coughing?
You can always bless me.
I don't want to cheapen my blessings. A problem.
Oh, your dick is too big.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's common. In my neighborhood, it's common. It's a struggle.
It depends what you're trying to use it for. An animal.
Oh, armadillo.
Something that would fit in your pocket.
Oh, a 12-sided die.
Mm. Do you D&D?
No, but I've been in the periphery of D&D many, 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 many times. Too many times.
Three objects that might be in a room.
Any kind of room?
Any kind of room.
Okay. A table, a terrible person, a crucifix.
Hmm.
I'm thinking like an asshole, like somebody who's just like doesn't return their calls or, you know.
Yep. The last thing you ate.
Oh, it's so fucking boring, though. I ate a salad.
I mean, these are improv suggestions.
Oh, shit! Okay, I forgot they were questions. Oh, the last thing I ate. Pussy. Christ sakes. Pussy.
Something you might get into an argument over.
Politics.
Unfortunately. Mm. Something you are scared of.
Intimacy.
The title of a movie that has not been made.
Oh, The Godfather 7. Revenge of the Godfather's Godfather.
Oh. I can't help but laugh at a joke about...
the elderly.
Oh. I've always been lucky, but I never thought I'd be able to...
fly through the air using just my balls.
That was improv scene suggestions.
And it also kind of turned into a Q&A. I forgot that I wasn't being interviewed.
You got too far into the moment.
Yeah, and just so you know, I'm not afraid of intimacy. It's not something I'm actually afraid of.
That was a bit.
That was just a bit.
I'm noticing that.
I was doing a bit.
My copy says improv scene or improve scene instead of improv. I have to talk to my...
I've seen some improv that could use some improvement.
Oh.
Many times.
There's always room for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
This next segment is called Please Read Me Song Lyrics. So if you could please read me these song lyrics in the style of spoken word poetry.
In spoken word poetry?
Please.
My best friend gave me the best advice. He said each day's a gift and not a given right. Leave no stone unturned. Leave your fears behind and try to take the path less traveled by. That first step you take is the longest stride. Against the grain should be a way of life. What's worth the prize is always worth the fight. Every second counts because there is no second try. So live like you'll never live it twice. Don't take the free ride in your own life. If today was the last day and tomorrow was too late, could you say goodbye to yesterday? Would you live each moment like your last? Leave old pictures in the past. Donate every dime you have. Would you call old friends you never see? Reminisce old memories. Would you forgive your enemies? Would you find that one you're dreaming of? Swear up and down to God above that you finally fall in love if today was your last day. If today was your last day, would you make your mark by mending a broken heart? You know it's never too late to shoot for the stars, regardless of who you are. So do whatever it takes, because you can't rewind a moment in this life. Let nothing stand in your way, because the hands of time are never on your side. Oh, if today was your last day and tomorrow was too late, could you say goodbye to yesterday? Would you live each moment like your last? Leave old pictures in the past. Donate every dime you have. Would you call old friends you never see? Reminisce old memories. Would you forgive your enemies? Would you find that one you're dreaming of? Swear up and down the God above that you finally fall in love if today was your last day.
Thank you. Are you familiar with the artist?
No.
Any guesses?
I think it's a country song.
Kind of.
Shania Twain.
Nickelback.
No! God, I feel violated. Oh, not a fan.
That's a good song, though.
Not a fan of Nickelback.
Hmm.
You just gave me a look like that you're upset.
A little bit.
Are you okay? Do you want to talk about it off air?
Yeah, I just need a moment to...
Is that a Nickelback poster on your ceiling?
I mean, it's Chad Kroeger from Nickelback. It's not explicitly...
Why is his... Okay, why... Okay, why are... You see... Why are both of his nipples circled? Like...
He came like that.
In that red... No, I don't... That's a trademark. I've seen that picture. He doesn't... In the... We'll talk about it later.
It's a very famous photo.
We'll talk about it later.
They had to Photoshop the circles out for... mass consumption.
Is that a framed Nickelback ticket above your toilet?
Yeah.
So you hold your dick every day and you think about Nickelback. I mean, it's
okay.
Unless
I'm traveling.
I'm not trying to judge you for it. I'm just saying, I think you have a lot of sensitive feelings about Nickelback. And
did you hear the words that you just read? It was a beautiful sentiment.
Well, it was Nickelback. I'm really sorry. I don't mean to. I feel like your eyes are getting all like glassy again. Like you're about to squirt. Are you gonna squirt? You gonna squirt?
Everybody's a little bit. A little wild. Everybody's a little child. Everybody's a little squirt, squirt, squirt your thirst.
Everybody's a little cool. Everybody breaks a little rule. Everybody's a little squirt. Be a squirt and squirt your thirst. My band does that song.
Oh.
My band literally does that song. It's like 30 seconds long. My band Mailboxes and the Blue Machine does that song.
He gets a pretty good taste from the... Is that Pepsi Cola? Or it's the
it
group
is Pepsi
that...
Cola.
Is it the group that is
Dr.
Pepper?
Oh, it's the weird... It's like the bastard group that's like Dr. Pepper group, I believe.
Mm.
I want to say.
It does have that wild flavor.
When that commercial came out, though, I fucking hated it.
Oh, it's terrible.
I thought it was so horrible.
But it sticks in your brain.
It's a little wild, it's a little child. It's like abrasive. It's like offensive to hear.
Yeah. But it's catchy.
Can I sing a song from 90s? Early 90s?
Sure.
Davenport College, do it right.
That was pre-university days.
Yeah.
Wow.
Also, if you can dream it, you can do it, because you got what it takes, and we're here to help you make it today. Davenport College, do it right. My dad worked for Davenport College as when I was a kid, when I was growing up. He's the VP of Business Affairs. So I know about Davenport College back then. Do we have another game?
Yeah. This next one is called Let's Play Guess My Number.
Okay.
I am thinking of a number that is greater than or equal to 1 and less than or equal to 1 million. You get one chance to guess what it is.
400. Okay. No. 463,902.
463,902?
Yes.
All right. Was that close? You got 4 digits correct. 0 of which are in the correct decimal place.
Oh. Okay. That's, oh, did I lose?
You were incorrect. Yes, I'm sorry. But that information might be useful to a future guest if they go back and figure out. There's a game called Mastermind that's basically that concept. You're trying to crack a color code by guessing colors, and then the person tells you which number of colors you got right and how many were in the correct pin position.
So everybody remember that I was wrong.
Yes.
And remember and remember how wrong I was.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. God, I blew it. I blew it.
You learned valuable information, though. Moving
on. I blew it! I blew it!
You did have one shot. One opportunity.
Would you, if you had one shot, like one opportunity, would you take it?
Or what's my other option?
I forgot what he says. I have no fucking clue.
Mom spaghetti?
God damn it. That's all I was thinking of, too.
This next game is called Words of Wisdom. It's a new game for this season, and I like it so much that I expanded it, so we have an extended version of Words of Wisdom. So I'm going to read the first part of a common phrase, and I need you to please complete the phrase in a non-traditional, improvised fashion.
Awesome.
It's better to ask for forgiveness than... A penny saved.
Oh, a penny saved? Is a diaper changed.
When in doubt...
Suck it out.
If at first you don't succeed,
you're a loser and you'll never succeed.
Out of the frying pan and
into my omelet. God, I'm hungry.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice,
suck my dick.
You miss 100% of the shots that
you don't fuck. I'm just envisioning just some beautiful images. That one was a Wayne Gretzky quote.
Yeah, it was. Also Michael Scott.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's Michael Scott, and then under that, Wayne Gretzky.
You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you just might find...
You get herpes if you sleep with Usher. Because Usher gave a bunch of people herpes.
Allegedly.
But he gave the people herpes. All those songs about spreading herpes. Like, you got it bad when I have sex with you. And I don't tell you I have herpes. You got it, you got it. It's the proof is in the pudding, as we say in Kent County. The proof is in the pudding.
I might have to add that as a phrase. The proof is in the... I'll write that down.
Yeah! The proof is... He's actually writing it down, you guys. He's writing it down.
Yep, written down.
He wrote down.
That's like the pot calling.
Calling. Calling. Calling. Calling. Calling. Go on.
Six of one, half dozen of.
Oh, burgers, hamburgers. Large hamburgers. Mm. Extra large hamburgers.
Oh.
Extra large hamburgers. Yes, I nailed that one.
Nailed it.
That one was correct.
Life is like a box of...
That's me passing. That's what the bell means, you guys. That's me passing on that one.
Stop, drop, and...
Shut them down, open up shop. That one was easy.
That's how rough riders roll.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing we have to fear is...
Getting herpes from Usher. It's the only thing right now. Really, the... Out of everything in the world, that's what we have to guard ourselves against.
Wubba lubba.
Wubba lubba? Mm. Wubba lubba. Toil and trouble.
A bird in the hand is worth...
A bird shitting in your hand. I think it's worth it to hold a bird. It's a bit, you know, I think that it's worth the risk of them shitting in your hand. Just to enjoy the experience of a flightful creature in your hand.
Hmm.
Again, comes back to the birds.
It's all about the birds.
Yeah. I think a murder is happening in this building.
A murder of crows?
Do you hear that tap? Oh! Do you hear that tapping, though?
The fan?
There's this murderer loose, and he's called the Tapper. And he taps on your hardwood floor.
Oh, boy.
Before he murders... You. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This shit's fucking haunted. This is fucking haunted.
It could be, or someone could be.
It could be, or it could be.
It's moving around an awful lot, like while it's tapping. Is that Morse code?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the Morse code is saying, I'm about to commit a murder in this building. I'm just kidding, everybody. It's a beautiful building overlooking Cherry Street in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's a lovely, lovely place where sometimes murders happen, but...
Allegedly.
Yeah. I received a book in the mail today about some old Grand Rapids murders that happened at Alpine Manor nursing home.
Oh.
Yes.
Hmm.
Right here in our town.
Knick knack paddy whack. Give a dog
a cat.
Hmm. If life hands you lemons.
Beyonce.
Lemonade?
Yeah. If life hands you lemons, Beyonce. Do I need to explain it?
I just wanted to make sure I was picking up what you were putting
yeah,
down.
Yeah, Beyonce. If life hands you lemons.
When in Rome.
Oh. You'll get your tits stared at by old men.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know where I'm going on vacation next.
Yeah. Yeah. Chattanooga?
Probably Colorado.
Colorado's lovely this time of year, right now. I've traveled there. I'm a fan of Colorado.
I only went once when I was really, really young.
So you didn't get to partake in the legal marijuana there?
No, I was like 8 or something.
Oh, so you...
We went to Casa Bonita.
You probably didn't smoke because your parents were there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because my brain was still developing.
And I think as an 8-year-old, I wasn't even allowed to use a lighter. I think that was frowned upon.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I burned my thumb on matches once because I thought it was cool to light matches.
Well, it is.
It is, but then I burnt myself.
To every child listening, it is. It's not just like a thing we talk about. Like, fire is actually really fun to play with. So, if there's any around you, you know, if there's not any fire around you, make some. I mean, yeah, just as a kid, it's really good to explore all the elements.
Birds of a feather. The journey of 1,000 miles.
Weather ball. Just thinking of the weather ball.
What color would it be tonight, you think?
Well, I always say weather ball blue weather for you.
Yep.
Weather ball blinking bright weather insight. So you can just take from that what you want.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's
where you put it in. Once it's hard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Genius is 1% inspiration and 99%.
Oh. Castration.
Ooh.
Getting them just chopped off. Just chopped off. Getting them chopped off.
Get rid of
off.
That distraction, yeah. I guess.
Castration. Definitely.
Knowledge speaks, but wisdom
squeaks. I got that one right. I got that one right.
That was the end of the segment.
Oh, okay.
That was words of wisdom. You also got it right.
Did I? Okay, good.
Yes.
I got it right. I got it right.
This next segment.
I got it right. 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 Do, 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 do. I got it right.
I got it right. Go on.
The next segment is called Elevator Pitch. So if you could please pitch me for 30 seconds or so on an idea. A movie, stand-up bit, invention, political manifesto, anything. Whatever you're feeling, try to sell it to me in 30 seconds as if we were riding on an elevator together.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Shit. Okay.
Please.
All right. Okay. Hey, so we're in this elevator together. This is great that we're in an elevator. I think there's a lot of time while we're in here for me to be pitching you a speech. And there's a lot of time. We're in this elevator. We have, 20 seconds to go. I just really thought this was a good time to bring some things up. If that's okay with you, I know we're just in this elevator and that we're, you know, going up and down and we're, you know, we have places to be, but I just thought I would really sort of talk to you about something that's just been really important to me. And I don't know why I'm like forced you to listen, but we're just like, we happen to be again in this elevator. So I'm just going to bring it up. I'm not going to beat around the bush or anything about this thing, that I've been really meaning to talk to you about. And I don't know, we're just in this elevator. It seems like a good time for me to bring it up. Just this one thing that I really got to talk to you about. And, just really quick, I know we have like 10 seconds left, but I just really don't think, okay. And this might not be a popular opinion. I just think that maybe you should listen to what I'm going to say. So the community in and of itself is, let me start from the beginning. You can't,
I'm not buying it. This next segment is called Please Read Me Artemis Quotes.
Oh, so, I like this.
These are some of the more...
Name's Artemis. I have a bleached asshole. I'm just a small town girl who moved to the big city with big dreams just to find out the only way to make it in the big city is to shake it. That's what I do. Shake it. Shake it. You want to see me shake it? Of course you do. They all do. I shake it. I shake it. I shake it. These guys are playing hard to get. I'm going to take off my bra, blast my nips. Oh, I've never heard this one. Mac was making love to Sweet D in the bathroom, so Frank and I had to sneak outside to my station wagon where we gave each other hand jobs. I'm insanely high on mescaline. Oh, these are awesome. Frank needed someone to okay. Frank needed someone to replicate Charlie's small and malnourished turd, and that's where he came across his old friend, Rickety Cricket. Known the world over for his ability to replicate any man's stool. Cricket came back and committed fecal forgery. I feel like a Cobb salad. It's amazing. Those are my Artemis quotes.
Thank you.
Love her. Love her, love her, love her.
This next segment is called Improvise an Ad for The Nightman Cometh Live. So if you could please improvise a short audio style ad like you might hear on the radio for the upcoming Nightman Cometh show.
Okay. Okay. Do you spend a lot of time sitting on your couch watching Netflix? Then we have something for you. Coming up on Monday, August 14th at Dog Story Theater's Comedy Outlet Mondays, we present to you The Nightman Cometh. Yes, that's right, The Nightman Cometh, straight from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I know you've watched that show. I know that you work from home. Also, if you can't get to that show, which is sold out, I'm sorry, unfortunately, we're still making a commercial about it, but it's sold out. If you can't get to that one, we have one on Saturday night at the Fuse Box. On Division Avenue, South Division, 106 South Division, just look for the Fuse Box sign. We have everything that night. We have music. We have a man dressed as a troll. We have a very busty, sexy lady named Sarah Jean Anderson. You'll see her there for only $5. You can get all the entertainment that Grand Rapids has to offer that has something to do with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I know you've seen that show because, again, I've seen you work from home. I know you've watched that program. So time to grab your tickets. You can get them on Ticketmaster.com. So just remember, the Nightman Cometh.
Thank you.
Commercials don't sound like that anymore.
They should.
They don't, but
this one will.
That was like kind of a homage, kind of a throwback to back when commercials sounded like that, and they would encourage you to go to a show that was sold out. You know, there's no tickets, but you should go. They used to just say it.
Yeah.
So
this next segment is called Affirmation. Sarah, your character work is so good. The amount of detail that you put into your performances is extremely impressive. I have loved every show of yours. Thank you for being a part of the Grand Rapids comedy community.
Ah, who said that?
I did.
You said that?
Yeah.
Like just now?
Just now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I can't believe people think I'm funny. I can't believe people buy my paintings. I can't believe people show up to my shows. I can't believe I make money doing this shit. I can't fucking believe it. So thank you for letting me come on your show and talk about it. It's really awesome.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
This next segment is called Member. It's a nostalgia segment.
Okay.
What is something that you remember fondly from your childhood?
From my childhood? Swimming. We had a pool. And I was really into swimming, and I remember swimming until it was cold out, like just swimming all day on a summer day from the early morning to all the way at night. And just like the moon and the pool and all that. I've always loved swimming at night, night swimming, that REM song.
Hmm.
Night swimming deserves a quiet night. Photograph on the dashboard. I won't bore you with that.
The next segment is called Looking Forward. What is something that you are most looking forward to in the future?
I'm looking forward to performing The Nightman Cometh on Monday. I'm looking forward to hosting Dr. Sketchy's this Sunday at Reservoir Lounge. And I'm also looking forward to Girls Rock Grand Rapids, which is next week. And it's a summer camp where we teach little girls to be in bands with each other. And it's my favorite week of the whole year in Grand Rapids. And so there's a lot this month that I'm looking forward to. There's a lot of cool stuff going on. There's a meteor shower tonight.
The Perseid?
Yes. And we're supposed to look at it between midnight and 3. That's okay. When it's like the best. Yeah.
Wonder if we'll see them with the city lights.
Yeah, I wondered that too. Yeah, I live downtown, so. But there's a meteor shower. By the time you hear this, it'll be over, but I hope you enjoyed it. When does Artemis say, "I feel like a Cobb salad"?
Frank asks.
Oh, when they're eating.
Sweet D, if she has any bacon bits, because he wants to pour them onto Artemis as they're making love.
Oh, yeah, yes. Like a Cobb salad.
Oh, man.
I just saw Artemis on Drunk History.
Oh.
She's so funny.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
This next segment is called Plug Social Media in Upcoming Events.
Oh.
So if you have any social media accounts that you'd like to mention, even if they're not yours, because I used to say plug your social media, but that's silly. Maybe you just want to.
I got a bunch of them. Yeah.
All right. And
I'll
then.
Plug them real quick.
Yep.
So you can find me on Facebook. I use Facebook the most because that's actually the way I got started with selling my art in Grand Rapids, is I would post it on Facebook. And so I still do that. You can find me on Facebook. It's Sarah Jean Anderson. I live in Grand Rapids. If there's other Sarah Jeans, I'm the one in Grand Rapids. You can also find me on Instagram as @O_SarahJean. You can also find me at SarahJeanAnderson.com, which is actually just directs you to my Tumblr, which is connected to my Twitter, which is connected to my Facebook. Like, they're all connected. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on YouTube. If you type in, Sarah Jean Anderson Comedy, I have a YouTube channel with all my Rita videos. I have, like, Rita teaching you things, Rita, you know, giving you motivation. You can watch those, and they're actually free. You don't have to watch fucking ads.
Nice.
Yeah, So check me out, and I'm always doing stuff around Grand Rapids because there's a lot of opportunities to do comedy in Grand Rapids. So just check out my social media. I'll let you know where I'm going to be next.
This final segment of the show is called Just the Tip. So if you could please offer one tip to other aspiring comedians.
Oh, one tip... Oh, Lord. There's so many. But one of them would be to not be afraid of failing, because you're not going to have every single show go well. And it's the only way that you'll get better is by fucking bombing and feeling that terror of bombing and having a whole room not laughing at you. I think it's important to experience all those. It's important to experience all those failures. So if you have a bad show, if you're just starting out and you have a bad show, like, don't let it get to you. Just stick with it and keep doing it, because it's you'll have good shows too. So I'd say that, yeah. Just the tip.
Thank you so much for being here tonight, Sarah. It has been a lot of fun.
You're welcome. I had fun too. Yeah.
And I look forward to seeing you perform again, hopefully soon.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, a lot Monday.
Yeah. Monday or Saturday.
I'll see it Monday and Saturday.
Yep. Or this Sunday or the end of the month or next month or next month or next month or next month or until I'm fucking dead. Until I'm dead.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll be back again next week with an all-new episode of The Grand Cast.